80.0 EDG 01020820206063 5 audio. Let's continue with this connection. Here, I'm interested in a device that could perhaps replace the bolts to hold the module and the cross together. In an ideal world, if the bolt faced the astronauts along the diameter, it would make the work easier when they are removed, as we perceive it. The problem is, again, the weight required for launching into orbit, and perhaps less compression of the joint. Having the bolt in this direction requires another part to facilitate material compression, and it's this additional part, in large quantities, that causes a problem. This may change, but for now, I haven't found anything better than bolts to ensure joint compression. I believe this compromise is necessary for this area. However, certain mechanical features will help with the work in this section. First, it's not mandatory to have the joint in the exact center of the section. This could be located closer to the cross. By positioning it there, at least one side is freed up for handling the bolts. The side near the cross can be used for wrenches to hold the nut, while the other side can be used with a rotary tool. Although I'd prefer to avoid this, this job requires wearing a diving suit. I don't know how many bolts there will be. However, I have an idea for the seal. I'm talking about 6 possible levels. Why 6? I'll answer that question with another question: why not 8? In short, I don't know. Nevertheless, what I do know is that the more levels there are for sealing, the safer the station will be. Let's try a first scenario: one flat gasket per section to connect the module to the cross, and 5 other gaskets located towards the inside of the station to complete the seal. A first comment regarding the flat gasket: why per section? Because of the diameter. It doesn't seem realistic to me to have a seal of this size if it isn't pre-installed. This will therefore require junctions. For the other 5 seals, it's possible to have a single connection point even if these seals are installed in space. Infiltration and purification plants, they use what's called oil for pumps. This seal comes in a roll. I believe it's possible to develop a roll material for the extreme conditions encountered in space. If this is possible, this tubular seal would then need to be inserted into a recess before joining the module to the cross. I don't want to elaborate further on this point, I think a sketch will do a better job of explaining it. Having these seals directly in recesses would be ideal. Is this possible? Perhaps. One thing at a time. Before concluding, I would like to mention that having a habitable module ready quickly is a first step. However, it's important to keep in mind that this module must be able to rotate on an axis, and this implies speed control, which is already included in this stage of the project. As always, nothing is simple. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is August 2, 2026.